Good morning, RVA. It's 43 degrees, which is probably close to today's highs, and we've got a break in the rain for most of the day. Tomorrow, though, woo boy. NBC 12's Andrew Frieden says things could even kick off with a little sleet. Beep. Water cooler. I'm sure y'all saw all the news yesterday that Amazon finally decided that the location of its new HQ2 would in fact be two locations for two HQs, Queens and Arlington. My feed entirely filled very quickly with hot takes and stayed full for most of the day. The governor recorded this pretty bland but on-brand announcement video. Internet person Tabor says we should expect the deal to sail smoothly through the General Assembly and also provided a link to the PDF of the MOUs with both the state and Arlington. Delegate Carter points out that Amazon had beefier incentive options elsewhere, but still ended up in Nova, which maybe says something about their municipal hunger games. And Michael Martz at the Richmond Times-Dispatch has a rundown of all the incentives the state gave to the company owned by the literal richest man in the world, in which you'll hear the familiar political economic development refrain of there's zero financial risk. Plus, there are 1,001 articles about how Amazon's process was a sham, how cities shouldn't need huge companies in their RFPs to craft better transportation and housing policies, and how Amazon is a really bad company. Honestly, it was a lot to sort through. If you've already done the sorting and have a favorite Amazon-related read, send it my way. Council was a bit of a nothing burger last night. The mayor chose not to introduce legislation related to the proposed Coliseum redevelopment. He withdrew the ordinance modifying the agreement with Stone Brewing about the intermediate terminal building, and he also withdrew the scooter ordinance. Working backwards from that list, I think we'll see a new and improved scooter ordinance on the agenda in December. I should hope so, because geez, we've been talking about this for almost 6 months at this point. Next, I have no idea what's going on with the Stone Bistro situation, but would love some insight / conspiracy theories. And finally, Council's next scheduled meeting, the last one of the year, will take place on December 10th, which is the next soonest date we could see a Coliseum-related legislative package. This feels like big news. Richmond Police Chief Alfred Durham will retire at the end of the year. The RTD's Mark Robinson said on Twitter that he spoke with seven council members, and all of them said that the chief's retirement came as a surprise. Durham's replacement, the four-link press release, says the city will conduct a national search. Robert Zullo of the Virginia Mercury has an important update on Virginia's everlasting redistricting saga. It's headed to the Supreme Court. The timelines here are pretty intense if we want to get the new maps in place before the 2019 elections. Over at Richmond BizSense, Jonathan Spears brings the word on Henrico's new aquatic center with this lovely headline, Henrico YMCA Synchronized on Swimming Facility. The Eastern Henrico Recreation Center, an elementary school, an in-progress library, and this new swim facility will all be located on a short stretch of Laburnum Avenue. Let's get the pedestrian infrastructure cleaned up because it's non-existent and terrifyingly dangerous, and the 91 bus increased to 30-minute frequency to serve all these destinations. This morning's long read is titled, The Difference Between Being Broke and Being Poor. I really enjoyed this illustrated story / comic about the difference between being poor and being broke, and how it all comes back to food. Here's an excerpt. When you're poor, there's no flow, there's no wiggle, there's no credit, there's no extensions, there's nothing. It's all survival. It's your manager at your cafe job bringing tears of relief to your eyes when at the end of a long shift, they ask you if you want to take home the extra muffins. When you're broke, you have flow, you have credit. You know you just need to get by for a few days or a week, and you'll budget better next paycheck. If you'd like your long read to show up here, go chip in a couple of bucks on the old Patreon. That's patreon.com/GMRVA. This morning's Instagram is by Instagram user parrothead2514, and it's a picture of a blue heron eating a fish, and in the background are gross and jealous vultures. You can find links to all these stories and more in the show notes or on gmrva.com.